Friends, traditionally, the church can be divided up into three categories. We have the church triumphant, those who are in heaven, those who see the face of God. The church suffering, the holy souls in purgatory, who are being purified, awaiting to see God face to face. And the church militant, that's us, who are still working out our salvation. Today's feast day, the feast day of all the saints, is definitely the feast day of the church triumphant. And so today is the feast day of not only those who have been canonized, those who the church has said, yes, they're definitely in heaven and they intercede for us, but perhaps more importantly, today is the feast day of those saints in heaven who are not canonized, right? Those faithful souls who have reached heavenly glory and who intercede for us, yet they're just not canonized. So today's kind of a catch-all feast day for all the saints. In our opening prayer today from the collect of the Mass, we prayed, bestow on us, we pray, through the prayers of so many intercessors, an abundance of the reconciliation with you, for which we earnestly long. Notice that the saints, they're referred to as are so many intercessors, right? And that's primarily what the saints do. They intercede, right? Someone that intercedes, right, is just someone who stands in between. And so the saints stand between us and God. So, yes, we can go to God with our prayers, absolutely, right? And we do. But just like whenever we have some particular intention, some particular need to pray, you know how we ask our family and friends, we say, hey, pray for such and such, they're going through this, or pray for such and such, they're sick, or pray for me, I've got a big decision to make, right? Just as we ask all of our family and friends to pray for us, because it's better to have a lot of people praying than just me. So that is why we have devotion to the saints. We turn to the saints, just as we turn to our earthly family and friends, asking them to pray for us. When we ask the saints to intercede for us, they, so to speak, because they're closer to God, they kind of have God's ear, right? They kind of tug at God's ear, okay? So that's why we should really develop our friendship and develop our devotion to the saints. Those who are canonized, sure, but also those who are not canonized. Even some of our family and friends, you know, who we know that have lived a holy life and we hope that they see God face to face, we can also ask them to intercede for us, especially here at the Holy Mass. Whenever we celebrate Mass, especially at the moment of consecration, even though we cannot see them, at that moment, all the angels of heaven, all the angels, the blessed cherubim, seraphim, dominions and powers, all the heavenly angels, and all the saints, both canonized and not canonized, both all the angels and all the saints, when we adore Jesus at this altar in the Mass, even though we cannot see them, even though they are invisible, they are here adoring with us. Just as we fall down and kneel in adoration, so they do the same. They are kneeling and praying and adoring with us and interceding for us. And so perhaps there's no better way. You know, we have a connection to the saints in heaven. Perhaps there's no better way to have a connection to the saints and also our loved ones than here at the altar. Because when we adore and when we worship, they're here adoring and worshiping with us. And so today on this Feast of All Saints, let us ask our Lord for the grace to develop this relationship with the saints, both canonized and not canonized. And so that just as we ask our family and friends to pray for us and feel the power of their intercession, we all know what it's like to feel the power of other people's prayers. So we may also turn to them and develop that relationship with them so that we may also feel the power of their intercession as they pray for us and adore with us and worship with us today. May it be so. Amen.